Okay, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray with our fathers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with his grace as we seek to study the gift of the divine will, that we may come to understand this gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today in this little class in the divine will. We are going to continue with the rounds in the divine will during this month of June. We are going to continue studying these writings that they come. They are part of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Last time we were talking about them, and I gave an introduction about this work that is 24 reflections that they begin with at the moment that God creates. And last time I was talking about the language that is used in these writings, and that this language is not something new that we encounter in this work of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. This language, we find it already in the church, where some of you may remember that I mentioned in the Gloria. In the Gloria that we recite every Sunday at Mass, we say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Then we say, we bless you, we adore you, glorify you, we praise you, we adore you, glorify you, glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Okay? So all this glory, adoration, and thanksgiving is directed to the greater glory of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this language that we find in these writings is not something new in the church. What is new is that now we use this language in the round so that the soul follows. So I want to make now a differentiation in these writings with the acts done in the divine will. Because when we do acts, if you go to volume 14th of the Book of Heaven, where our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta about the prevenial act and the actual act, in there we find how we unite ourselves with the will of God. So how we unite our acts in the divine will, with the will of God. So these are the human acts, all the acts that we do every single day, when we work, when we eat, when we do the things we do, when we pray. So these are the human acts of the creatures. And we unite those acts with the will of God so they may become one and fuse in one single act now, the divine will operating in our human acts that we perform. Again, the act of eating, sleeping, drinking, working, praying, all of these acts, human acts, then united with the will of God, they give glory to God. Now, when we do the rounds of the divine will, the rounds in the divine will, as you read in the introduction, it says, now it is the soul that follows the acts of the creator. So this is the difference. When we are doing acts, we are inviting the divine will to be present, to be the force, to be the one who operates in us. But when we do the rounds in the divine will, it is the soul that follows and imprints the I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will to the works that God is doing. So I don't know if that is clear. I want to make that differentiation that when we are doing the rounds of divine will, the soul follows the acts of God. So let's go, so you understand this, let's go to the introduction of this work that is the hours of the day in the divine will. And in that introduction that is in the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, he says, therefore, it is the soul that follows the acts of the Creator. So the soul, each one of us, when we do these rounds, we imprint our love, I love you, I praise you. As God creates the light, we encounter that at that moment, we could say we are able to bilocate through this, spiritually bilocation, through this work. And then we imprint our I love you at the moment that God creates light. And in the rounds of the soul, and the rounds, then the soul follows to make those acts of God her own. So let me give you an example. In the first hour of this work, then it says the soul follows the divine will in all its acts to keep it company and to receive in itself the divine life. It follows that will in the creation of heaven and the sun. So now you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and then you see that the first thing that God the Father says, let it be light. Let it be light. So as we follow these rounds, what our Lord is telling us through these writings, through Luisa, is that in this work, it is the soul who follows the acts of the Creator. And then as you continue, as you continue reading and praying with this in this mode, then you will see that the soul makes this acts her own to correspond God with his own love, with his own adoration, with his own thanksgiving, with his own praise, with his own glory. So God cannot reject himself. He cannot reject all these acts done with his own will. So he cannot reject the company of the creature as the creature follows all these acts of God to make them their own. So as you follow all these acts of God, you make those acts your own. In that way, you correspond God with his own law. So God cannot reject himself, because you are praising, adoring God with his own law in a perfect way. So in this way, then that prayer that we already talked about before, when we were praying explaining the rosary and the glory be, then you give glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to the Blessed Trinity, to God, as it was in the beginning. How was it at the beginning? It was in total union. It was with the love of God, right? It was in a total union with God and the creature corresponding to God in a perfect way, so that God then redoubled and multiply that in that love. And the creature was able to receive. So the soul, when it corresponds to God in this way, when the soul immerses herself to do these rounds, then the soul is corresponding God with his own love, is praising God with his own love, is adoring God with his own love. Then we receive these acts. We make those acts ours, right? And then not only that, but then we are able to distribute them to all the creatures. And what happens? We call for the divine will to descend, we call for this gift to descend in our souls so that we may be able to live in this way. So the soul follows the divine will. The soul receives all the power, all the holiness, all the gifts, all the light that emanates from that act of creating the sun. The first act of creation, and God says, let it be light. So again, this is not something new. What is new is the understanding. You go to the book of Genesis and you see that it's very much in connection with these rounds, right? Let it be light. And God continues to create. And as you move on studying and praying in this way, then you will see that it will take you through all the acts of creation, and then it will take you through some of the major events in the Old Testament, the sacrifices that God asked to some of the patriarchs, and all the major events in the Old Testament. In that also, it will take you through all the major events in the New Testament, all the way till the resurrection and the ascension of our Lord into heaven. So you move on, the soul follows all the acts of creation, all the acts of redemption, and you will encounter all of those in these writings that are part of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And as the soul follows the divine will and uses this language, the soul impresses all the I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. So is the soul following the creator? Okay. So what is the difference when we do acts in the divine will? Then we go to understand that. We go to volume 14 and we read where our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta and explains that passage. Explaining the prelineal act and the actual act. So what is the difference when we do acts of the divine will and when we do the rounds of creation? We are glorifying God in both of them. We are trying to love God with his own love. But the difference is that in these rounds, it is the soul who follows all the divine acts. Somebody was asking me last week about these rounds, and when we follow these acts, they were asking me about the rounds of redemption, right? What are the rounds of redemption? You will encounter them in these writings too. So just to give you an example, in one of the hours here in the rounds, our Lord Jesus performs miracles. So the soul follows and imprints the I love you, the correspondence. So you follow all those acts and you praise, you place your I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will. And this is a way also praying when you pray with sacred scriptures. As you read the Gospels and you encounter all the miracles that our Lord Jesus performed, you can also imprint your I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. In every single sermon, in every single parable that our Lord Jesus preached, in every single miracle, in every single action, right? In every single step that he took. So you place the I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will. So you take those acts. Because they are not a human act. This is the difference with doing the acts that we do. So for that, to make the differentiation, I will encourage you to look at May in volume 14, May 27, 1922. You will find over there the explanation, again, the prevenial act and the actual act. And as you read that and you study that passage, that is very, very essential for us to understand the difference of doing the acts and then following the acts of the rounds in creation. So again, it is the soul following all the acts of creation, redemption, and the acts of sanctification to glorify God, to praise Him, to then to make those acts ours, to correspond on behalf of everybody, and also to give to everybody, to distribute those acts, the effects of those acts in all the human race, and to ask for the kingdom to descend also in our hearts and our souls, to reign in our humanity. So what our Lord wants is this gift to be able to reign in us, in our humanity, as this gift was reigning in the humanity of our Lord Jesus and in the Blessed Mother. So that's the main goal, we could say, that this gift, this is what our Lord Jesus desires, that this gift may reign in us as it was reigning in Him and in the Blessed Mother. So, we started with these rounds last week, so I hope some of you have the chance to read these meditations, and at least you should have read till meditation 7, till hour 7. If you are doing one every day, we started last week on Sunday, so at least you have now until number 8. So it is important for all of us to read these writings, because in reading, if you recall in the appeal, our Lord Jesus says, when you read these books, I am beside you with one hand in your head and the other in your heart. And then with one hand, infusing you knowledge so that you may understand as you read, and with the other hand in your heart, right, I will infuse the love, so that helping you to understand and to love the gift so that you may come to possess it, right? And as you read these writings, and as you come to possess this gift, then you will have more understanding. So that's why I'm always asking the people, you know, it is very important for us to read and to meditate on these writings. It is not enough only to connect every week, but we have to really do our homework, you know. So don't worry, I'm not going to give you a quiz. So, but I just want to encourage all of you to really, really do the meditations. And then during this time, then we can't go through some of the questions. In that way, we will keep growing in the knowledge and understanding of this great gift. So now I want to go to another one of the hours. So during these writings, our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that the soul receives all the virtues, the power, the holiness, and the light that comes from those acts that he is doing. So again, let's go to the first hour. As God is creating the sun, Kriyat Lux, right? He pronounces the first word, let it be light. And what happens with the soul as it follows all these acts? The soul is being filled with a light that emanates from that single act. As we know also from the writings of Luisa Picaretta, that the more we do these rounds, the more the soul is filled with that light and is expanded, right? It's expanded with the same light that emanates from God himself. In the Creed, we say light from light, God from God, light from life. So the light that comes out from that single act of God creating the sun and that emanates, the soul is able to receive, right? This is what the writing says, that then the soul is able to receive all the power. God is creating, so we say that in God the Father, we find all the potency, the power, right, of the acts done. In Jesus, we find all the wisdom, and in the Holy Spirit, we find all the love, right? So as the soul is following all these acts that God is doing in creation, then it's being filled with that and is able to correspond with that same light. So life on light, the soul receives, makes it its own, and then gives it back to God. In these hours, when the soul corresponds to God in this way, then it is the creature that says to God, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. With me, I have everything. I have the sun. I have all the works of creation. I have all the works of redemption. So we are all here. And this is what Luisa Picarreta is doing in the hours. You read number 3. The third hour, this is the text. I want to praise, to glorify, and to seal with my I love you the order and the harmony of all creation, to bring to everyone the order and the harmony of the kingdom of the divine will. Remember when we were talking about how it was at the beginning, then we read some passages from the Book of Heaven that I gave you the entries. We read that at the beginning there was only harmony, there was only union with God, the creature corresponding to that love that God was given, and that all creation is an expression of God's love for the creatures. So as God tells us through the light of the sun, I love you, I love you, I love you, he wants that correspondence of the creature. He wants that perfect correspondence, and we say, I love you, right? In every single drop of rain, there is the I love you of God for the creature. So as the soul follows the creation of all the elements, we correspond to God and we say, I love you, praise you, glorify you, right? The correspondence of the soul to God in a perfect way, so that God may be satisfied, right? And Luisa Picarreta continues and she says, I want to fly over the entire earth and impress my I love you on the small blade of grass, the little plants, and on the flowers, on the highest trees, on the mountain peaks, on the depths of the earth. I want to imprint my I love you, and with that I love you, I want to call for the kingdom of the divine will to descend. Right? So this is the language that you will encounter. And why it is important for us to read these meditations and to really become familiar with that is because we will acquire this language. And it will be easier for us then, right, to do the rounds. Even when you read sacred scripture, then you will be able to impress your I love you, praise you, glorify you in all the works of our Lord Jesus, in every action he did in the gospel. So then as you read sacred scripture, it will become even more meaningful for you. You will repair, you will glorify God, and you will be able to receive. Also in your soul, you will be inundated with that light, as all these writings are telling us. So at the beginning, we need this to understand this way of life, to understand the gift of living in the divine will. We need to be acquainted with all these terms, because they are the terms that the church uses. This is the language that the church uses. And we have to always be united with the teachings of the church. So in the book of Daniel, we encounter again this same language as Daniel goes around creation. We can say he bilocates himself in a spiritual way too. He goes around creation. He praises, glorifies God. As it says, angels of the Lord, praise the Lord. He starts with the highest creatures, right? And then he goes all the way to the elements. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord, right? Sun and moon, bless the Lord. The Lord, stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Waters of the sea, bless the Lord. And then he says, all of you men, praise the Lord, right? Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. So again, this is the language that the church uses, and we find it here. And it is important for us to know where we find this language, these terms, and this way of praying, so that when we are encountered with challenges, and when somebody challenges us about this, then we are able to explain to others, you know, to explain where we find this and why we use this way of praying. So just become familiar with that, and as you become familiar with all these terms, with this language, with this way of praying, then it will be easier for you to do the rounds, right? But at the beginning, we have to read and to pray in this way. I also explained to you that the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us about all these ways of praying in the last part that is devoted to prayer. So we encounter different ways of praying. We encounter the vocal prayer, no? When we pray the Our Father, that's a vocal prayer. When we pray the Rosary, that's a vocal prayer. We find the way of intercession, the prayer of intercession. We find different ways of praying. We find the meditation. So all of this is part of the teachings of the church. And again, we have to be acquainted with them, so that when we encounter difficulties and people who do not know the gift, then we are able to explain to them. So it is important to read. So I can, again, I'm telling you to always read and read, you know, don't disregard these meditations. So they are necessary for us to we have to know them. In that same hour, I think it's the third hour, let me see which one is. It's in the fourth hour where Luisa de Carreta writes the following. In following the acts of creation, I make them my own, and I make my own the holiness, the glory, the adoration, the thanksgiving, the thoughts, the looks, the words, and everything that Adam does, that the innocent Adam is doing, to offer you a repetition of his acts. And you will see in me your divine life, your divine acts. So it says, grant me, I beseech you, that kingdom of the divine will. This is a perfect example of how, in following all the acts, Luisa de Carreta makes them her own. And she takes all the acts of innocent Adam, her own, and offers those to God. When we were explaining also the prayer of glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, We read in that passage that in that state of innocence, in that state of immaculacy, in which he was created in place, he was able to correspond God in a perfect way. And that at every moment he was filled with that light. There was not a moment that he was lacking the light in its fullness in his soul. And I explained to you also how in the Blessed Mother, when the angel visits the Blessed Mother, and the angel says, full of grace, right? Full of grace, God is with you. Why was the Blessed Mother full of grace? Because she possessed in her humanity this gift that innocent Adam possessed. And that gift filled her at every moment of her life with all the light. So there was not a moment in which the Blessed Mother was empty of that light, was lacking the light. She was always filled with that light. We were supposed to be filled with that light too, but because of the fall, right, we are not able to receive that. But this gift is so that we may recover, so that we may recover what we lost. And in these writings, in the rounds of creation, the soul learns to follow the Creator as he is creating. And then what it follows, it says that the soul then is filled with that light, with that life. But it requires that us also to consent, to follow. This is the big difference with doing only acts in the divine will, because those are our human acts and we unite, we join them with the divine will by using our free will. And in this, these are not human acts. These are the divine acts, because God is creating, and the soul follows. If you notice, in every single one of the hours, all of them, they begin with the word follows. The soul follows. The soul follows. The soul follows. That's the title that every single hour has. The soul is present. The soul follows. The soul is present at the moment of. So it is the soul following God. It is not the soul acting only, uniting himself, the soul uniting itself with the will of God, but it's following. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but again, we have to understand this one. We have to really read volume 14, that entry about the prevenial and the actual act. Okay. In Eden, there was always festivity between the creator and the creature. Man had become the divine plaything, the joy, the greatest delight of the heavenly fathers. Possessing the divine will, which he lived, he enjoyed primacy over the universe. Everything was ordered in order and in harmony. Even the sky, the stars, the sun, and the sea were honored to serve and to obey his wishes. Adam was the smile, was the joy of all creation. Everything reminded him of his creator. Everything reminded him of his creator and God, who was very attentive to him so that nothing was lacking to his complete happiness. Nothing was lacking to his complete happiness. In fact, seeing him alone, God wanted to make him doubly happy. He made him. So that is that particular passage also helps us to understand that little prayer, that glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. We could say as it was before the fall. That's another way to say that it was before the fall. How was it before the fall? It was in perfect union. It was, as this passage tells us, in perfect harmony. It was always united with the Creator, right? With God. Okay, let's move to the sixth hour. In this sixth hour, I want to read one of the passages here. Because another aspect of the hours of the rounds in the divine will is that we also repair. In that passage from the fourth hour, from the sixth hour, the Lord explains to Luisa Picarreta how this happens. And it says, my most cherished life, Luisa Picarreta goes and she says, I intend to impress on each thought from the first one in the mind of Adam to the last thought of the creatures on earth, my I love you, my act of reparation, the glory that I owe you, to ask you on behalf of each one of them for the kingdom or of your divine will. In these hours, we also repair. We also do reparation on behalf of all the human race. We love for those who do not love God. And let me give you the passage so you are able to go and verify during the week. Let's give me a sec. Okay, in volume 12, I think it's volume 35, November 12, 1927. In there we find a passage that tells us about these rounds. And the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that through these rounds, he receives is the best way to give him glory. In other passage of the Book of Heaven, he tells also Luisa Picarreta that through the hours of the Passion is the best way to repair. But in this passage, he says to her, therefore, the creatures cannot give us greater glory. The creatures cannot give us greater glory than to follow our acts of creation. Because in doing so, she unites herself to our same purpose, to our same acts. Okay? So when you read the rounds and you read that it says the soul follows, soul makes herself present to the act of so and so. Again, it is God creating it. These are the acts of God, right? And what the Lord Jesus says to Luisa is that the creature cannot give us greater glory than to follow these acts of creation and to correspond him with the same love of these acts, right? That these acts contain. So that's another passage that you can meditate during the week as you read these rounds. Let's move on then on the next one. In that 6 hours, Luisa Picarreta continues to do reparation, and she says, I love you and make reparation to you for all sins committed, right? We make reparation for all sins committed to come into the world so that the divine will may come into the world. So now we have in the hours, in these hours, we encounter now that the soul follows, the soul makes those acts her own, the soul corresponds, the soul takes, distributes to all the human race, then repairs on behalf of all the human race, and it also calls for the gift to descend upon earth and to reign in every one of us. So it is a lot that we are doing, that we encounter. It's a lot of things that we encounter in these small meditations. Again, the soul follows, the soul makes those acts her own, the soul corresponds, the soul pays, the soul distributes, the soul makes reparation on behalf of others, and the soul calls for the divine will to descend. The soul glorifies God, we can say, in a perfect way, because he's glorifying God with his own love, with the same love that he created the sun, the moon, the stars, right? With that same love, and then makes it his her own. So now it's not only the love of God, it's our love, right? Corresponding with the same love of God. So that's the correspondence of the creature. And then the soul is able now to make those acts her own and to be filled with that love and that grace. So we encounter in those acts, we encounter the potency of God the Father. We encounter the wisdom of the second person, and we encounter that love of the Holy Spirit. We encounter the Blessed Trinity in those acts that we find God, right? So no wonder why our Lord Jesus says, nothing give us more glory than these acts. The creature cannot give us more glory than to follow these acts. So that's a big statement. When we say that the soul is calling the divine will, this is the way Luisa Picaretta expresses that. Therefore, come quickly. If through your redemption you gave us half of your goods, finish now your work. May your will rule and prevail in the midst of creatures. So in the work of redemption, our Lord Jesus already reconciled us with God, right? And what this passage is telling us is that it has to be complete. It has to be complete. And the way it's going to be complete is by letting this gift reign in each one of us. Again, this gift has to reign in each one of us, in our humanity, as it was reigning in the humanity of our Lord Jesus, as it was reigning in the humanity of the Blessed Mothers. When we also say that we call for the divine will, for the fiat to remain captive here on earth. And if you read the same hour, that you will encounter what Luisa Picaretta writes here, and she says, you are displacing notions of power, wisdom, and love. So we encounter there the action of the Blessed Trinity, power, wisdom, love. The power of God, the wisdom of the second person, the Trinity, and the love of the Holy Spirit. You are displaying oceans of power, wisdom, love, and indescribable beauty. Gathering all these oceans together, you call from the very depths of these oceans, based on your omnipotent word, the life of the little queen. And the royal lady is so pure, so stainless, is so exquisite in beauty to captivate your divinity. We know that it was this gift that the Blessed Mother possessed in her that ultimately make that gift the redemption, right? The gift of the divine will descend, the gift of the divine will reigning in her make possible for the work of the incarnation. And in the same way that Jesus was incarnated in the Blessed Mother, now that that gift has to reign in us, so that through every single act that we do, we become a little bit another Jesus. So we are being transfigured into another Jesus, so that in a way Jesus can be able to incarnate in us, in our souls, so that when God the Father sees us, he no longer sees each one of us, but he may be able to see another Jesus in us. Right. Luisa Picaretta writes, I make my own your adoration of my creator. I make my own your prayers, your supplications, and your sights, as I make them my own. Right. This is what you do when you do the rounds. You follow and you make all those things that God has done through creation, redemption. You make that yours, right? Then you're able to correspond with the same love and to distribute. So I think today this is what we are going to do through for today. We are almost at the end of the hour, but I want to encourage again to all of you to really read these meditations and to make time to meditate with them, not only to read, but to meditate with them and to pray with them. And you will see that this is necessary for all of us, that we may be acquainted with the language, with the way of praying. And it will be easier for all of you and for all of us to pray in this way. And then when we do our acts in the divine will, we will have already this language that we encounter here, that praising, adoring, glorifying God with his own will. And remember, all of this is so that this gift may be able to reign in us, right? As it was reigning in the humanity of our Lord Jesus, and as it was reigning in the humanity of the Blessed Mother. And this is what God intended for us since the beginning, right? That this gift may reign in us in this way, so that he may receive perfect glory and adoration from the creatures. And in this way, God will be satisfied, because he will be able to unleash that ocean of love that is in a way restraining him, because the creature is not able to receive it. But the more we grow in this knowledge and understanding, and the more we are aware of this way of living and making this a way of living, it is not a devotion, it's a way of living, to make it a way of living. And then we know what happens in the soul is able to receive, right? So just keep reading, keep praying, and as you advance in the reading, you will see that some questions, right, that arise at the beginning, the answer is there, okay? So let's finish today, and then after the prayer, we can open the microphones for some questions or comments related to the rounds and to what we have talked about today. Let's pray with a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.